This is Maxing Out Podcast 13, Somewhere Other Than Here.
Let's extol the virtues of our own Captain Dave.
Listen up, it's Captain Dave. He knows a thing or two. He's walked the plank and swabbed the deck and kissed a kangaroo. Oh, gather around, it's Captain Dave. Don't call him Captain Crunch. So hoist away your scary legs, he's treating us to lunch. Oh, listen up, it's Captain Dave. Hey, he sailed across the waves. Hey, he's balding but he's brave. Hey, he likes to play croquet. Hey, he's got a dossier. Hey, he eats at Chick-fil-A. Hey, maxingout.com.
What?
Hello, mates. This is Captain Dave, and today we're going to talk about somewhere other than here. Of all the challenges I face each day, living in the moment is probably the most difficult. I know that I should be savoring each evanescent nanosecond that races through my life, but the truth is, too much of the time, I'm somewhere other than here. No matter where my body is, my mind is somewhere else. Westerners are good at not living in the moment. In fact, they are specialists at living somewhere other than here. Cell phones and iPods fit nicely into somewhere other than here societies. In these societies, you can't tell where people are. Their body may be in Boston, but their mind can be anywhere. Walk down any street, and you'll see dozens of people plugged into other worlds. Whether they're talking on their cell phone or listening to music doesn't matter. What counts is they aren't with you in your world. Folks talking on cell phones while driving cars routinely smash other vehicles because their mind is in a different place than their car. Try having a conversation with people who are listening to music through headphones. You can't tell whether the person is paying attention to you as their head bobs right and left and up and down. I don't mind people listening to music, but for heaven's sakes, shed those headphones while you're talking to me. I want to know that I'm actually having a conversation with someone who is in my world. Cell phones and iPods aren't evil. They merely illustrate how easy it is to become a member of a somewhere other than here society. The more time you spend somewhere other than here, the less time you spend living in the moment. When I sailed from Gibraltar and arrived in the Canary Islands, I came to a volcanic island called Graciosa. From the top of Graciosa Island, I could look down and see waves crashing on the volcanic shoreline. As I look down from the mountaintop, I have a choice. I can bop along the volcano crest with music blaring in my headphones, or I can shed the headgear and listen to the crashing surf below. I can hear and feel the howling high-altitude winds buffeting me at the top, or I can plug in my headphones and miss it all. While there's nothing wrong with enjoying my favorite tunes on the summit of Old Smoky, why not spend a few minutes focusing on the things found only at the volcano's peak? Surely there must be something unique about the summit that I can savor. Sailing offshore in a yacht makes it easier to live in the moment. You are so in tune with the wind and waves that even a slight change in sea state immediately grabs your attention. It will even wake you up out of a deep sleep. That's how single-handed sailors keep their boat moving around the clock. They obviously have to sleep sometime, and because they're living totally in the moment, they automatically wake up if anything is amiss. If they're not in the moment as they sail across the Pacific, they may not make it to the other side. Living in the moment keeps them from falling overboard. Real mariners don't wear headphones when they go forward to make sail changes because they want to live to see another day. Mindful sailors are survivors. When I'm at sea, living in the moment means I'm paying attention to what I'm doing and what my boat is doing. I live each day in a mindful manner. I enjoy the sun when it peeks over the horizon and lights up my world. The morning sky tells me what the weather will be like that day. Each wave passing under my hull has a message. Large rolling swells that shouldn't be there tell me that there's a distant storm churning away and throwing off swells in my direction. The familiar sound of creaking timber tells me that all is well on board, and new sounds that I've never heard before tell me to investigate their source because something is different on exit only, and I need to know it's not a problem. Mindful living is part and parcel of the offshore sailor's life. It gives him the upper hand in his sometimes uneasy truce with a wily sea. I suspect the farther you are from Metropolis, the easier it is to live in a mindful manner. Out in the sea, you live in a quiet world, and it's quiet in the sense that there are no man-made sounds blaring in your ears. In Metropolis, every restaurant and department store pumps sounds into your head because they want you to buy what they're selling. When there's music bouncing around inside your head, it pushes buttons that suspend your good judgment and you impulsively buy things you don't really need. They don't want you to have a silent shopping or dining experience because they want to control you by putting exciting sounds in your ears. This isn't some type of sinister plot that's trying to take over your life. All they want is your money, and it's basically harmless, except that it contributes to mindless living. Unconscious living is typical in somewhere other than here societies. Living in Metropolis is an uphill battle if you want to live in a mindful manner. There's too much noise, too many bright lights, too much hustle and bustle, too much time spent listening to iPods and talking on cell phones. All of these forces conspire to prevent you from living in the moment. The big problem with living somewhere other than here is that you miss out on your life. You have a tangential existence that experiences real life for only milliseconds before you head off again to someplace other than here. That may be okay for you, but it doesn't work for me. As for me and my boat, we are going to live in the moment. Once in a while, I'll listen to some iTunes and I'll answer the cell phone when it rings, but I've got my feet firmly planted in the real world, and that's exactly where I'm going to stay. This moment is all I really have, and I'm going to immerse myself in it. When I live in the moment, life is good.
Check out www.maxingout.com for travel journals, awesome photos, and previews from our Red Sea Cruising DVD.